This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. It's been just over 2 weeks since communities in northern Colorado and Boulder County were hard hit by floodwaters. The recovery process is already underway, but the exact scope of damage from the flooding is still being assessed. Here to talk about the damage in Boulder County is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, it's going to take a while to get a final tally on things, and the early estimates could place the cost of the flooding upwards of $2 billion. But what are some of the latest numbers that we do know?
As best as we can tell, or as best as the state can tell right now, Brian, more than 16,000 homes have been damaged statewide, with another 1,900 destroyed. Both of those numbers are expected to increase as assessments are completed. As you know, there was extensive destruction in Boulder County. In unincorporated parts of the county, plus Jamestown and Lyons, 349 homes were destroyed. Another 428 had major damage, and more than 3,400 had minor damage. In those same areas, 87 commercial buildings were damaged and 4 destroyed. Those numbers don't count any of the hundreds of buildings that were flooded in Boulder and Longmont, where residents and businesses are faced with damages ranging from the thousands of dollars to millions of dollars.
Well, it's clear the rebuilding and recovery process from this flooding is going to take a long time. What are some of the challenges facing residents and business owners right now?
One is the lack of flood insurance for many of those who experience damage. So rebuilding will be difficult even with government assistance. But I can't begin to tell you the number of businesses and nonprofit organizations that are working to fill the void. Additionally, the cities of Boulder and Longmont have sped up the building process for flood repairs and have waived or are looking to waive fees.
Well, and we know that many local, state, and federal agencies have also been scrambling over the past 2 weeks to provide emergency housing assistance to flood survivors. What kind of numbers are they experiencing?
Let's take a look at FEMA first. That's the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA has opened disaster relief centers at various sites along the Front Range. 9 counties so far have been declared eligible for FEMA assistance. As of Monday, more than 16,800 households had registered for FEMA assistance, with $22 million approved so far. Additionally, the U.S. Small Business Administration offers disaster recovery loans for businesses and individuals, and so far the SBA has issued more than 3,700 applications for assistance, so the impact on business has been pretty severe.
Well, and probably the greatest toll has been in the state's infrastructure, an estimated 200 miles of roads and 50 bridges damaged or destroyed. What's the status of Boulder County roads?
Not very good. A spokeswoman for the Colorado Department of Transportation told us that 40% of U.S. Highway 36 between Boulder and Estes Park is a total loss. Colorado Highway 119 up Boulder Canyon experienced about 20% damage, and Colorado Highway 72 in Coal Creek Canyon is half destroyed. In northern Colorado, by the way, U.S. 34 along the Big Thompson River from Loveland to Estes Park is 85% destroyed. So we're looking at a long time and hundreds of millions of dollars to see our roads restored.
Okay. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.